light curve evolution of the nearest tidal disruption event, a late time, radio-only flare, by Eric S. Perlman et al. Tidal disruption events, TDEs, occur when a star passes close enough to a galaxy's supermassive black hole to be disrupted by tidal forces. We discuss new observations of IGRJ 12580+0134, a TDE observed in NGC 4845, D equals 17 MPC, in November 2010, with the Carl G. Jansky Very Large Array, JVLA. We also discuss a reanalysis of 2010-2011 Swift and XMM Newton observations, as well as new, late-time Swift observations. Our JVLA observations show a decay of the nuclear radio flux until 2015, when a plateau was seen, and then a significant factor 3 radio flare during 2016. The 2016 radio flare was also accompanied by radio spectral changes, but was not seen in the X-rays. We model the flare as resulting from the interaction of the nuclear jet with a cloud in the interstellar medium. This is distinct from late-time X-ray flares in a few other TDEs where changes in the accretion state and/or a fallback event were suggested, neither of which appears possible in this case. Our reanalysis of the Swift and XMM Newton data from 2011 shows significant evidence for thermal emission from a disk, as well as a very soft power law. This, in addition to the extreme X-ray flux increase seen in 2010, a factor of greater than 100, bolsters the identification of IGRJ 12580+0134 as a TDE, not an unusual AGN variability event. This was light curve evolution of the nearest tidal disruption event, a late time, radio-only flare, by Eric S. Perlman et al.